Bullway Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Today, tomorrow, and forevermore. You're the infinite that became finite, the transcendent that became imminent. You, Heavenly Father, sanctioned, declared, and decreed all things. And now, Heavenly Father, because we are here at this anointed and appointed hour, we stand before your holy and great presence, praising you for all the great things you have done. So now, Heavenly Father, at this occasion, at this appointed time, we pray your power upon this place and upon your word. That your word, Heavenly Father, shall be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our paths. We pray now, Lord God, that you would move upon me, that I will say those things that would glorify you. Now, Father, breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew. And I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. Glorify you and high, for truly you are worthy of all praise, you are worthy of all honor, and you are worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Sisters in the ministry, Reverend Weston, Reverend Cotton, to you, the Antioch family, those of you that are watching us as we stream live, and those of you that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you yet again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from a couple of passages, Psalm 24 and 1. And Genesis 1, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 24 and 1. And Genesis 1, verses 1 through 3.
And we have it on our screen. It says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world, and they are those who dwell therein. And the 24th Psalm, verse 1 says, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use for a topic this morning, how God sees the world. How God sees the world. My brothers and sisters, I want to talk about what God sees today. And nothing that God sees catches him by surprise. Not only is he maker, creator, sustainer of all things, not only is he a ruler of all things, not only is he above all things, not only is he providing for all things within the confine of the world, but God is a God who not only sees, God is a God who not only knows, and God is a God who actually is a part of everything that we're experiencing today. So what is it that we're experiencing? We're experiencing prophetically what God has already ordained from the very foundation of the world. Nothing catches God by surprise. There are no words you can say, nothing you can do that God does not know that you're doing. And for that, he is an awesome God, a sovereign God, an eternal God, an everlasting God, who looked far beyond our many faults and frailties, and he meet our need. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. When we hear the word of God speaking into our heart, he echoes a voice crying in the wilderness, calling us into a covenant agreement with him. When we hear the voice of God speaking to us, he is drawing us and not propelling us away from him. And so in his divine word, he is leaving the structure, the foundation, and the way we are to live and to treat one another in order for us to get to our eternal destiny. What is our eternal destiny? Heaven is our home. Eternity is forever. It does not end. When we look through the eyes of faith, the substance of things hoped for, we realize that God's perspective is fundamentally different from our own. For he said that his ways are not our ways. Sister Matthew, I'm going to change mics, please. For his ways are not our ways, nor his thought our thoughts. Think about that. We are created in God's image and God's likeness. But our ways are not like his ways. Our ways are not like his way. That's unusual there, because if we are created in the image of God, it seems apparent that we should look and emulate him. If we are created in the spiritual image of God, there should be a spiritual image that is reflective of who we are as people. Yeah. And if our spiritual image looked like him, we should be speaking, relating, and acting the way he would have us to act. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But our ways are not like his. Why? Because we desire to do things our way. And God has already provided the resources and the guideline and the parameters for us to live by in his words, in his rules, and in his regulation. But when we do it our way, it does not line up with his way. Amen. My brothers and sisters, where we as believers sometimes see limitations, flaws, and other things that simply move us in opposite direction. When we see the passage of time, God sees purpose, value, and beauty in the things that he created. God viewed the world not only from a physical place, but as a reflection of his intentions and ongoing involvement. God knows what he's up to. And what I love about God, when God gives direction, he does not make a mistake. When God has given us an anointing and an appointment, he does not make a mistake. God has a purpose and a plan for all things. And what we have to understand is there sometimes we need to get out of God's way and let God be God. My brothers and sisters, God is involved in our personal order. Everything that we do, God is watching. For he has given certain angels the responsibility of guiding and protecting and watching over us. Angels like Gabriel, who is a messenger, who talked with Mary and said, "Hail Mary, you're favored." God favor who he must, who he chooses. Preachers are favored because God ain't called everybody to preach this glorious message. And when God give preachers and pastors and leaders and teachers his word, he expect us to follow through with the mandate. Yeah. Not your mandate, but his mandate. Yeah. And that's why his ways are not like ours. And that's why we don't understand what he is up to. But through it all, yeah, ultimately, you will see the fulfillment, because God said, "My word will not fail." Amen. For he said, "Before my word fail, heaven and earth will
pass away."
Get out of God's way, because God's speaking. Angels like Michael, who fights for us. An archangel who is a powerful commander of God's army. When Michael starts fighting, stuff starts happening. I don't care who's in charge. If Micah's involved, things begin to happen, because God has sent him on a prescribed mission to do some work. And in many cases, it's fighting. Everything we see around us is all part of God's divine concept and God's will. In verse 1 of the 24th Psalm, it says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein." This tells us that the world and everything on it belongs to the Lord, and all of the people on it are his too. In other words, everything in the world belongs to the Lord, and even all of the people belong to him. For God has ownership. I don't care. I may have sons and daughters, but they belong to God.
That's right.
Where were you before you got here? You belong to God. I belong to God. So God has, number one, ownership. It ain't my stuff. It ain't your stuff. It's not authority within the structure of society. God owns it all. He is above all. And through it all, God is bringing things to an ultimate fulfillment of his divine word and his divine prophetic prophecy. God ownership is not just about possession. It's about care. It's about purpose and the ongoing renewal of what belongs to God. Everything belongs to him. Heavenly, share this. One of the greatest problems we have in the church today is a corner marking stone that we put on the wall. Because we own it. If this is the house of the Lord, who's on the house? The reason churches are dividing and split today is because we have ownership. And God says, "You have no ownership. The ownership belongs to him."
That's right. That's right.
When we stop trying to be the boss and let the Lord rule the house, then the house will be in order.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2300.